This was a great idea, coming up to Duluth for a weekend getaway.
Yes, it was. It's a beautiful city. Duluthians are so authentic. I love watching them trudge around in their flannel shirts and beards.
Yeah, and the men are interesting too.
It's like nobody cares what anyone else thinks. It's so refreshing to get away from the usual expectations.
Look, there's a cab. Let's see if we can catch it. Hey, taxi! Taxi! Hang on, here's come.
Hey, folks. Where are you headed?
Well, we're not sure. Let me ask your advice. We're up from Minneapolis for the weekend. Where's a good place to run into people from St. Paul?
Oh, how about Canal Park? It's all people from Minneapolis and St. Paul down there.
Oh, that sounds good.
Are there any good places to eat around there?
Oh, sure. You could try Grandma's Restaurant by the lift bridge. There's also Grandma's Lunch Counter, Grandma's Canteen, Grandma's Chop House, Grandma's Neighborhood Diner, Grandma's Semi-Casual Eatery, Grandma's Popcorn Hut, Grandma's Peanut Emporium, and Grandma's Slurpee Stand.
What would you recommend?
Personally, I'd check out Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen?
Yeah, have you heard of it? It's one of Duluth's best-kept secrets. You might think they only serve ice cream because of their name, but they have everything. Hamburgers, French fries, ketchup, mustard, salt, you name it. I bring the wife there on her birthday.
Are there any stores in Canal Park?
Oh, yeah, lots of stores. You can buy t-shirts, paperweights, keychains, pretty much anything you need.
Can you buy Lake Superior rocks with googly eyes glued on them?
Absolutely. All the stores sell those.
Oh, wonderful. I've always wanted one of those.
Is this your first time to Duluth?
Yeah, it is. We love it.
Oh, you're all so cute up here. Can I rub your whiskers?
You'd be surprised how often visitors ask me that. Go ahead.
Oh, they feel so down to earth. Honey, make sure you give him a good tip.
I see you have skywalks connecting the buildings. It must be convenient for people to be able to walk around downtown without going outside in the winter.
Actually, people don't use the sidewalks anymore. They're infested with hamsters.
Hamsters?
Yeah, apparently hamsters can't resist tubes. They're constantly running back and forth in the skywalks from one end of town to the other. Oh, look, there goes one now.
Oh, my goodness!
Oh, that thing is gigantic.
Yeah, they'll run you right over. It's a real problem.
Is anybody doing anything about it?
Not since they got drunk on PBR at the Red Herring this summer. You do not want to see giant hamsters on a bender. Believe me. They were knocking over trees, power lines, you name it. We told everybody a big windstorm came through, but it was the hamsters.
Duluth is so interesting.
They're talking about installing a giant exercise wheel on top of City Hall so we can use the hamsters to generate electricity.
Well, that's clever.
The mayor's big on alternative energy.
What's that odd-looking building?
That's the library. It was built to resemble an ore boat.
Oh,
I can see that.
They actually use it as an ore boat now that their budget got cut. They bring loads of coal up to Thunder Bay on the weekends.
Really? I wouldn't have thought it would float.
Oh, it does. It books.
And what's that over there, a mutant airplane hangar?
No, that's the Great Lakes Aquarium.
Wow, it's really big.
Yeah, in Duluth, it's the law that we have to build something massive every few years for tourists.
I didn't realize Duluth was so forward-thinking.
Oh, yeah. Did you know we won the title of Best Outdoor City a few years ago?
Really?
Yeah, it was this online contest where you could vote every day for a month. The whole city got into it. The mayor made a speech and everything. It was awesome.
So you won the title of Best Outdoor City by sitting at your computers for a month.
Yeah, it was great. If they had a contest for best mouse clickers, we'd have won that, too.
Oh, look, honey, it's Lake Superior.
Wow. It's huge.
Yep. Here we are. Should I drop you off at Dairy Queen, or did you want to walk around first?
No, right here is fine. Here's a 10. Keep the change.
Thanks a lot. Have a nice day, folks.
Now, thanks. You, driver.
People!
Excited people!
Excited venues!
Excited venues!
Hamsters everywhere!
Hamsters everywhere!
Those who can!
Duluth!
Duluth!
That was the Great Northern Radio Players, followed up by Katie Haug and the Union Forever.